Welcome. Today, we're walking into Bologna and using it as a gentle doorway to Emilia Romagna, a region of porticos, piazzas, patient meals, and nearby cities with very different personalities. The aim is not to collect every famous stop, but to travel with appetite and attention. Bologna has a wonderfully live-in grandeur. The old center is threaded with porticos, those covered walkways that turn an ordinary stroll into something sheltering and theatrical. Rain arrives, you keep walking. Afternoon sun gets strong, the city has already made room for shade. Begin around Piazza Maggiore, where civic buildings frame an open space that feels formal without being stiff. Let yourself pause rather than photograph and flee. Notice the changing conversation, bicycles passing at the edges, and how quickly the square becomes part of daily life. From there, wander toward the Two Towers area and the smaller streets around it. Bologna rewards getting slightly lost. You may move from a broad, busy arcade to a quiet lane with shuttered windows, then emerge near a market or a bar filled with students and office workers. That university city energy matters. Bologna's long academic history gives the center a restless, youthful current, but it is not a museum set. The nicest rhythm is slow. Choose one or two landmarks, then leave enough blank space for coffee, people watching, and the next unexpected turn. Food here is not a separate activity squeezed between sites. It is one of the ways the region introduces itself. Still resist the urge to treat every meal as a conquest. A better question is simple. What does this place make well, and how do people enjoy it? In Bologna, tagliatelle al ragù is a useful lesson in specificity. The classic pairing is broad egg pasta with a slowly cooked meat sauce, not spaghetti. Order it because you are curious about a local tradition, not because you need to prove you found the real version. Tortellini, often served in broth, can be delicate and deeply comforting. Mortadella has its home here too, far more nuanced than the generic image many travelers carry. At a market counter, a short, polite question can open a richer conversation than a rehearsed food tour script. Across Emilia-Romagna, ingredients carry their places with them. Parmigiano Reggiano belongs to a wider production area, and traditional balsamic vinegar is closely associated with Modena and Reggio Emilia. Taste carefully, read labels with curiosity, and remember that craftsmanship is not a souvenir theme. It is people's work. A practical dining habit: book ahead for a dinner you care about, especially on busy evenings, but leave one meal unplanned. A modest trattoria or neighborhood bakery can become the memory that stays with you. And if a room is quiet, meet its tone rather than importing your own. Bologna also makes a strong base because several compelling additions are within reach by rail. You do not need all of them. Think of Modena, Parma, and Ravenna as three different invitations. Then choose according to whether your curiosity leans toward food, architecture, or mosaic rich history. Modena offers handsome streets, a handsome central square, and a natural place to learn more about traditional balsamic vinegar. Parma has an elegant, measured feel and is closely linked with Parmigiano Reggiano and cured ham traditions. Both work best when you leave time to wander beyond the headline associations. Ravenna shifts the mood entirely. Its celebrated early Christian ascetics make it a rewarding choice for travelers who want art and history to lead the day. It deserves unhurried attention, so I would choose it instead of trying to stack it into an already crowded itinerary. For a compact trip, give Bologna at least 2 full days. Use the first for the historic center and its porticoed neighborhoods. Use the second for a slower food-focused day, a market visit, and whatever streets you missed. Then add one nearby city, or two only if you have more breathing room. Rail is often the sensible link between Bologna and nearby cities, while Bologna itself is best met on foot. Pack so you can manage station platforms and cobbled streets without strain. Check current connections before departure. Avoid building your day around a razor-thin transfer, and keep luggage light when possible. Spring or early autumn are especially appealing types of season for walking and lingering outdoors, though weather always varies. Bring layers, comfortable shoes, and patience for occasional rain. Most importantly, do not mistake a fuller itinerary for a better one. Emilia-Romagna rewards return visits and slower choices. The takeaway is simple. Bologna is both a destination in its own right and a thoughtful base for Emilia-Romagna. Walk gently in residential streets, dine with curiosity, and spend with local businesses when you can. Thanks for listening, and I hope your next Italian journey leaves room for wandering. Safe travels.